Bezras Hashem on Daf Yud, we learned the size that is allowed for the opening of the Mavui, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch brings us into the topic of measuring and Shiurim, and what we will discuss is whether one could be Mekel when a Shiur is an Isur Derabbanan, or a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Our topic starts with today's daf, because on the Yud Amud Aleph we have a machlokis between the Tanakam and Reb Yehuda, whether a mavui that's larger than 10 amos is going to be permitted to carry inside if there is a lechi and a korah. The Gemara makes many different calculations, and we will discuss one of the calculations that's extremely important, lahalacha. In Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav, on this machlokis, the Mechaber paskins, the lo yeh rachbo yoser me eser amos, and the mavui should not be larger than 10 amos in order to be able to carry inside. And he adds one more word, mitzum tzamos, 10 amos that are narrow. What's the Mechaber referring to when he says mitzum tzamos? He's referring to the sugya that we had on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there discussed whether we measure a tefach as sochikos, as spread out, or atzavos, or mitzumtzamos. Whether it's spread out, or the literal word of the Gemara is atzavos is sad, sochikos means open, but atzavos also means, is translated by the poskim as mitzumtzamos, as narrow. When we measure the tefach, do we, as the diagrams on Daf Gimel Amud Beis describe, do we look at the tefach with the fist clenched, that's mitzumtzamos, or do we do it as if the fingers are wider? As we learn the daf on Daf Gimel, we also emphasize that the Gemara concludes that it depends on what we're talking about. If it will be a leniency by giving sochikos, for example, in the case of the mavui, if we say that it will be 10 amos sochikos, then we would allow a larger opening for a mavui, then in such a case, we insist on eser amos mitzumtzamos. And that's exactly how our Mechaber paskin. However, when it comes to klayim, for example, the Gemara says, where we were talking about the requirement of distance, so then in such a case, we say that the tefach means in a tefach sochikos. At the time, we struggled. In general, there is a rule of safek d'oraisa l'chumra and safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Yet what emerges from the poskim is that when it comes to shiurim like these, we do not say it. The Mishnah Brura comments in Sif Katan Tzadi Aleph in Shin Samach Gimel, and even more explicitly in Sif Katan Peites, that we go l'chumra in every instance. In other words, when the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis and Erevin said that we chose the Chomer side, it had nothing to do with whether it was D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. If the measurement will make it more difficult to make the Mavui Kosher, and if the measurement will make it more difficult to plant the Klayim, then that is the measurement that we follow. So again, in the case of the Mavui, it will only allow for the smallest type of 10 amos mavui, and anything larger would not be acceptable. When it comes to klayim, we will require the largest type of ama in calculating the 16 amos that you're planting between the vine and the seeds. This point is made explicitly as well by the Sharetzion in Simin Shin Sadivov Sif Gimel, or more precisely Sif Katan Gimel. There the Sharetzion points out that when it comes to the four amos, when a person walks out of the tchum of Al Yetzei Ish Mimikomo, there the conclusion of the Gemara on Memches Amud Beis is that he has four amos murvachos based on a tefach that's measured as spread apart and not mitzumtzamos, even though that's a kula, not a chumra. We would only understand why the halacha of Dal Tfachim is an exception to the rule if we did the Gemara Amem Ches Amud Aleph well. It's specifically there the Gemara has a separate discussion of Murvachos and mitzumtzamos. However, when it comes to all other cases, it seems that we don't evoke the rule of safek derabanan lekula. In fact, the irony of ironies is al yetzish mimikomo might be a din d'oraisa, and there, because the way the Gemara describes the calculation as an exception to the rule, we go mervachos, but in our cases, which are only derabanans, nevertheless, we make the cheshbin mitzumtzamos. This, of course, begs the question, why would it be that if you have a safek derabanan, as is clear from the Gemara in Gimel and Mabez, no one is questioning the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It is clear that we go l'chumra in all instances. What happened to the rule of safek derabanan l'kula? The Sefer Tosefes Shabbos suggests that we don't say safek derabanan l'kula in a case of which there was a chisaron yediya. If there's a lack of information, so then in such a case, there it's not a halachic suffix. We have this idea in the Sefer Tokva Koin from the Shach as well, on the sugya of Tokva Koin. Here we have it in the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, halacha lemaisa, that when it comes to suffix in shiurim, when you have a din derabanan and a suffix of its shiur, you do not evoke the rule of safek derabanan lekula. This last point might be a small defense for those who calculated the halachos of shiurim based on the size of the kos of their grandparents, great-great-parents, and great-great-great-grandparents. In an amazing sefer, and I am in no way able to even come close to the ankles of the Stipler Sefer on Shiurim, Shiuran Shel Torah, the Stipler has a very, very important hakdama where he spells out why the Chazon Ish, and he, as a continuation of that tradition, started analyzing the Shiurim from the beginning again, in other words, based on the sugyas, and they did not rely on the customs of previous generations. One of the arguments that had gone against the Chazon Ish's shiurim, the amounts that he decided was the appropriate size of a revius for a kos, and the length of tzitzis and so on, is that there were items, kosos, possibly tzitzis as well, that were found that had the smaller than the required shiur, min ha-Torah, for those mitzvahs. And the Stipler deals specifically in regards to the minhag. He questions whether those minhagim were really, really strong minhagim. Do we know that it was passed down from this and this gadol, that this was the appropriate shear? Or maybe there were other factors that were involved. And then he says, and even if it was a minhag, when it comes to the kos, the size of the kos, and that the revius was quite small, in fact, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, we have one of my grandfather's kosos is quite small and is definitely less than the revius, even of the Mishneh Berurah, certainly than the Chazon Ish. Another grandfather's kos was well over the size of the Mishneh Berurah. But there were some who pointed out that there were kosos that had less than the shear of a revius, and as calculated by later poskim. And the Stipler responds and he says that we cannot infer from the size of a Kiddush Kos, because we know that when a person davens Shmon Esrei, then in such a case, they're Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night. And the Kiddush that's being done on Friday night is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And he says, Chas V'Chalila, to use that same calculation for mitzvahs D'Oraisa, because if there is some type of Tas Safek, so then in such a case, the Safek would go L'Kula. I would just like to add a small point. Again, I am nobody to, I don't even intend to question the Stipler, but I would like to point out that what does emerge is that the poskim did assume to be machmir even on derabanans when there was a suffix in Yediyah. So if these kosos did qualify as a minug, which one could clearly debate, but if it does qualify as a minug, even if the minug was on a derabanan, it seems from these poskim that we don't say the rule safek derabanan lekula,
And that is really a Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis. If that is so, maybe there is room to infer what the shear on a level of Doraisa is when you have a Chisar and Yediya, as spelled out by the Tosefes Shabbos in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Chaf. This is a summary of the basic issue of Suffolk in Shiurim, and in no way is this meant to be used lahalach lamaisa, but rather it's a background of the issues that are at play from the beginning of Masechta Erevin.